Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Dr. Hunter. Are you there? Dr. Hunter.
Dr. Willie Hunter.
Hello. Myrna and Gilbert, we're on the phone.
Hello, Willie Hunter.
Dr. Hunter.
Anybody out there?
Press 1 if you're out there. Hello? Dr. Hunter?
Yes, indeed. Well, praise the Lord. We thank God once again. We're back on there, and we give God the glory. And tonight we have a lady that has the word of God. But I want to say this here. I want to give you a scripture before we get started. Meditate. It's out of Joshua chapter 1, verses 8. Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according all that is written therein. For then shall thou make thy way prosperous and have good success. My beloved sister has a word for you. Are you ready, sister?
Yes, actually, my husband's here too.
Well, praise the God, brother. How you doing?
Dr. Willie Hunter, how are you, my friend?
I'm blessed. I've been just praying for y'all to get on. And somehow or another, I dropped my phone and here, shut the line down. But y'all go right ahead and just enjoy yourself. Praise the living God.
Okay. Well, first of all, I just want to thank everybody for joining us on the air and to be able to just share with you what God has done for us in our marriage and talk a little bit about some of the things that we've been through and how God has brought us through all of the things and continue on a daily basis on how he does that. I'll go ahead and let my husband say a couple of things just real quick to the guys so that the guys don't feel like they're all alone out there.
Amen.
You know, go ahead.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Gilbert Trevino, and I've been happily married for the past 25 years to my beautiful wife, Myrna. And this is not an all-ladies segment. This is for the gentlemen, too, so they can get some words of encouragement to help strengthen their marriage through faith and wisdom. And just be a strong man, devoted husband. Treat her like she's the church, and just do whatever means possible to please her and make her happy.
And to add to that, we didn't come to that position of what he's talking about from the beginning of our marriage. I mean, when we first got married. Everybody gets married, I think, in the beginning. If you know who God is, but you're not really doing what God says to do and doing what's in the Word. And, so we first got married, and it was all about being young and having fun and not really understanding what that commitment was. And so through the years, God has really shaped the both of us separately and then joined us together. Through the lifespan of the marriage in and of itself, I was a woman of the world, and it was
praise God, praise
it was
God,
hard.
Praise God, praise God.
And I wasn't submissive to my husband. I was rebellious. I was selfish and wanting to just be successful and use that to get what I wanted, when I wanted, and how I wanted. And God really dealt with me on that. daily, and I knew over a period of time that I was not happy, and I couldn't understand why, because I was doing all the things that the world teaches you to do: go to school, get an education. If you don't know the answer, look for it in a book, and then implement it and do it. But I wasn't doing that with the Bible. I knew of Jesus, but I didn't have him inside of me. I didn't have his spirit inside of me. I didn't have God's spirit inside of me, because if I had, I never would have treated my husband the way I treated him, or treated people around me the way I treated them. And so as he started to deal with me, slowly but surely, I gave a lot of things up, and it wasn't easy for me to do that because I was dealing with my flesh and fighting it every step of the way. But the Holy Spirit just kept comforting me and giving me peace and giving me love and telling me it's okay, it's okay. I was just sharing with somebody the other day about that I've come to a point now where it's an honor to submit to my husband, because I'm submitting to the Spirit of God inside of him. And because it's the Spirit of God inside of him, it makes it easier for me to to do that kind of thing. I'm not doing it to the flesh. I'm doing it to that spirit that's inside of my husband. And, we're brought up to depend on ourselves. And when in reality, we can't do that. We have to depend on God for everything, for our in our work, in our marriage, in life, with our kids, everywhere we go. And those are the things that he has shown me on how to be a good wife and to listen to my husband, because he is the leader and he is the one that is leading this family. I didn't know that when we first got married, but now I know it wholeheartedly because he showed it to me.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, it sure is. Y'all got some more to talk to the people. Amen. It's y'all too. I'm just sitting back here giving God the glory.
Well, the other thing he was showing me not too long ago also was that, we go searching for answers, like I mentioned before, in books and things like that. And he showed me there's only one book. And there's only one answer. And everything is in that Bible. Everything. Anything that you want to know, anything that you have a question about, anything at all is in that Bible. And that revelation that he gives to you is for you, because he has that plan for you, and he knows that where he's going to lead you. So if you have a question, all you have to do is go to the book and look for it and find it and then meditate on it and then do it. Because a lot of times we fall short of the following through and doing it. And that's where... that's where the reward is, because I have found that in doing that, I have a lot of peace now. On a daily basis, I have a lot of peace. And I protect that as much as I possibly can through prayer and through meditation. So.
Yeah, Dr. Hunter, and going back to when we first got married, I was more like a young, wild man. I used alcohol on a daily basis, and I considered alcohol as my God. I put that first. But as you mature and start reading and getting into the Bible, you realize that alcohol is not your God. It's the Holy Father is your God. So you slowly start to wean yourself off. At least I did, off the alcohol. I don't drink anymore. And it will strengthen your marriage. I mean, my marriage was almost destroyed because of this demon alcohol that I was consuming daily. It'll destroy a marriage. I mean, it's okay to have a beer every now and then, but don't let it be your God. Let the real God be your God. And it will strengthen your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And he touched on something very, very, very true, because my whole mission in the early years of us being married was to get him to stop using that God that he was devoted to, alcohol. And so in the control that I was trying to enforce in our marriage, God slowly showed me, very, very quick, showed me that I'm not in control of anything, and he is the one that's in control of everything. And he told me, stay out of my husband's business. Leave him to me. I will deal with him. Leave him to me. It is none of your business.
The good Lord says, I'll fix him. You can't fix him. I'll fix him.
Yeah. You got your own stuff I have to deal with you about.
Praise God. Let me ask a question. Will y'all permit me to ask a question?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I had a question here. We got callers coming in. A question was often, how can you tell someone who's now drunk, he drinks a lot? How can you help them to see what you just said?
Okay. You can, for those men that are drinking constantly, that's slowly chipping away at their marriage falling apart. If you would just seek guidance from someone at the church, someone who's been married for years and years, marriage counseling, and just listen to the words of wisdom that they have, and that knowledge is from the Holy Spirit, and take it, absorb it. It will help you. Definitely will help you.
Amen.
And to add what he's saying, that he hit on something very key, is that the person, whether it's the male or the female in the marriage doing the drinking or doing the abuse or whatever it is that they're doing, the Holy Spirit is the one that touches their heart to make them want to quit, to make them want to have that desire, to have a change within their life. And unless they want that, it's very difficult to move forward with that. That's how God got me. I really was very unhappy, and I really did not want to be a single parent. So I started working on, he started working on my issues and helping me with those. And I sought different things and different, groups to help me, which pointed me in that inward looking in the mirror, looking inside of me, which eventually led me to the Bible and to God and to all those things. Once I started doing all of that, once I did that and I let go of my husband, he had no choice but to deal with himself. He either could choose to continue on the path that he was on and lose his family and his home and everything, or he could choose to better. And God, and I just kept praying. I prayed a lot that God would give him the desire to want to change. And he heard me. He heard me.
Well, did you forgive him?
Yeah. I'm actually grateful for it. Here's why. Because if he hadn't done that, and I would never have gone through what I've gone through, and I would still be that same person.
Oh, I see. Well, then let me ask this question then. I know that there are a lot of men. I want to deal with the men now. Maybe there are a lot of men. See, men will listen, but they won't call. And I used to call them chicken or coward. Hey, forgive me, Lord. But anyway, my question is to my brother, there's a woman out there that's in misery. What would you say to her right now, what God is using you to do? Because there's a woman in misery because she's married to a man by 5, 10, 15 years. And your words can make them come to an understanding. It's in your hands, your word.
Well, I would strongly encourage her to get in her prayer closet all alone and cry out to your Father, to your Holy Father in heaven, and ask him to soften your husband's heart and let him be the loving husband that you want him to be, and he will hear your prayer. If the prayer comes from your heart, he will hear you, he will bless you, He will soften the heart.
So
it happened to me.
Amen. It worked. Did it work for you?
Oh God, did it work? He opened my eyes and told me, treat her. As long as it lines up, as long as it lines up with God's will, it is the right thing to do. So if God's will is for you to make your wife happy every day, you do whatever you have to do to make her happy, to line up in God's will. Bring flowers, take her to a movie, just take her to Whataburger. Doesn't have to be fancy. Just do it.
No, wait a minute. Now, let me ask you. You going to take her to a movie?
rent a movie. It doesn't. Quality time. Right. Quality time.
See, the reason why I'm pounding on you, because there are a lot of men in America who have lost their way. It's up to you and I as the leaders to help bring them back to where they're supposed to be. And if we can encourage them by what we're saying, perhaps somebody will say, I'll find out, let me ask another question. See, there's some people out there that I know, and probably you know, I got some in my family. Man, no woman tell me what to do. I'm the king of this ship. And I told one of my cousins, I said, okay, rascal, keep talking. Come in one day, you won't find your food cooked, but your house is clean. So what do you say to the man like that? Same thing?
Just to pray, and to soften that heart. The heart will soften. God is a lot stronger than you think he is.
I know it is, my brother. Well, I know a man who was at one time would say, ain't going to happen. No, I'm not agreeing to that.
Here's what I can say. Gil, believe it or not, when he was drinking was like that.
I was that man.
Okay.
And
then when he was not drinking, he was grumpy because he wanted to drink, and he was like that. So he was like that all the time. And, you know, we would go round and round about that whole thing. And here's what ended up happening. I learned to keep my mouth shut because God said, be quiet. Let me deal with him. You know, I got all the pamphlets on alcoholism and laid them all over the house, and he would get so upset with me. And, you know, I got a lot of grief from a lot of people, including family. You know, is this really what's happening? But I knew that as I researched more and more and found more answers and more information, that was what was going on, is that there was a demon that was definitely trying to destroy our marriage.
Yeah,
and
amen.
So I fought back in silence with working on what I was doing to contribute to it. And I know that's hard for a lot of women to understand. What do you mean I'm contributing to it? Well, here's how I contributed to it. I mouthed off. I was justified because he was doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing. And I felt like I was justified in my actions because I was hurt. And God showed me that that's going to get you nowhere. Work on what's going on with you. It is none of your business what's going on with him. I am going to deal with him. I'm going to open his eyes. It's not going to come through you, because here's the thing. If I did it, I get the credit. And I'm not taking God's glory from him. That's what he showed me.
Amen.
You cannot take my glory.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. Those are powerful words.
Go ahead, brother. And to the men out there, they have to be selective of the friends that they hang around. For the gentlemen out there listening, be very selective about the people the friends you hang around with. If you hang around with Mr. Joe that likes to hang out and just party hardy all the time, He's going to take you right along with him and destroy you. It's a demon. It's a hidden demon. It will destroy a marriage. So be careful with who you hang out with.
You know, you're just sending some potent words, my brother. You're saying some words. Let me move it to may I ask this? Hello?
Sure. I'm out. We're here.
Go ahead.
Okay. The question I have, now, you know, I'm kind of, as the person said, I'm always looking at what I see in America. Is America falling back into darkness?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all about destroying the family unit and everybody walking in selfishness instead of, well, Gil put it very well the other day. He lived his life. Say what you said the other day.
After I became saved and accepted Jesus, I started to live my life as a rack, R-A-K. If you do random acts of kindness to everybody, and just devote your daily life as a rack, becomes part of my prayer that every day, hey, I'm living my life as a rack. I'm doing my random acts of kindness to everyone and spread love. Because if you do not have love, you're lost. You just won't make it into heaven. And you'll please the Father if you just live your life as a rack.
Well, I know that as I was asking it, yes, Minor, you got something to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, and to add to that is when you do that, you get out of the selfishness that is destroying this country. You get out of looking at what you need, because it's not our job, and I know this is going to sound kind of radical, it's not our job to take care of ourselves. It's God's job to take care of ourselves.
Yeah,
the first two words of the Lord's Prayer are "Our Father." That first word, "our," means we're in the family.
Yes.
Is the one that's going to take care of us. When you stop looking at what you need individually or in a marriage or in a family, when you stop looking at that, and you start doing what my husband is doing, what he's talking about, random acts of kindness, God sees that. And he takes care of everything that you need. Not what you want, but what you need.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one thing I would say, I speak a little Spanish, but not too much. I'm still trying to learn how to speak it. But I've listened to a lady who picked up, I have to ride the Metrolink, and we picked it up on Rittenhouse, Espanol, and she was telling me about what Moses had blessed and how the man gives the word. But you know what she said to me in plain English? She said America is falling because the doors are closing. I said, Senorita, how old are you? She said, I'm 84. I've never seen... I said, what? She don't look like she's 84 years old. I said, God left her here for a reason. To tell this generation, just as you pointed out, we're leaving the family ties. We're on the enemy side. So we've got to fight him back. We fight him back by the word of God, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you know, I know Stephen. I thank God for Stephen. Stephen has a lot of words to say, and I encourage him. But I say this to the people out there that listen to all of us. This is a prime time moment in our lives. It behooves us to stay clear, stand clear. We got to go, and if we pass by the fire pit, we got to pull somebody and dust them off. And they holler, ouch, ouch, ouch. So we've been trying to get you to see the light.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I look around America and see what's happening, And you and I, all of us can truly say, we look in America, I mean, all of us suddenly, we ain't never seen this kind of snow.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't seen this kind of rain. We ain't seen this kind of heat. So is God trying to bring us, get our attention, or is it the enemy?
I think God is doing what he needs to do. He's allowing things to happen the way they're happening. I think he's already separating the sheep from the goat. And I also think the only way that we're going to be able to attract the lost are to live it and do it in our daily lives, not just give it air, not just give it words, not just preach and judge. It's about actually doing it, living it, and doing it in a way that's not judgmental or making anybody else feel bad. It's the attraction of that light that God has within us. And that's what pulls it. That's what attracted me. Because many of people told me different things and I wouldn't listen to them, but it was the light that pulled me in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, the day I met your husband didn't say a word. But I kept hearing his spirit. He's well,
uh-huh.
God. He's one that keeps a watch over you. I said, I like this man.
Uh-huh.
I like this man. See, when a man
me
gonna
too,
protect
Dr. Hunter,
wife,
me too.
Ma'am?
I said, me too. I like him too.
Yeah, I know. I like him because he's a man that'll stand by his wife, with his wife, regardless uh-huh. of what look here. But I'm saying what I felt. What I felt, I watched him, I could feel it coming out of him. It was
mm-hmm.
like it was a thought. Everything. I said, I like this man. Because there are many men I meet, but there are some men I meet that they want to spend a quarter with.
Uh-huh.
They don't, I try to sit down and talk to them. They don't want to, no, homeboy. See, a lot of preachers
yeah.
I know in the ministry, and I don't want to
mm-hmm.
put off on the wild kick, but we got to pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
The church, that old lady said something that really along with another person told me. Said, God is letting the doors close up. God said, okay, you depending on your money, but see, they're going to stay open.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I saw at least 10 big mega churches in Houston, Texas, that doors are now closed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, Lord. I said, maybe I'll use my faith and stick to the doors open. See, but as you said, as your husband said, and you agree with him, we
mm-hmm.
as Christians need to live that life, say that life, let it be seen,
mm-hmm.
do what we're supposed to do, and don't be trying to be a part of the ruck, I call them. See?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I understand that helped me supernaturally, that helped me by the spoken word, the tongue is a, it's a dangerous weapon, but it governs our heart.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes, it reveals everything.
It reveals everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one thing I want to say, oh, that's another. You remember that young lady? She's calling me from Georgia. You got a
mm-hmm.
question to say, my sister?
Yes, I'm here, and I'm just listening how you're speaking of the union of marriage.
Yes.
And how God set the body up.
Yeah.
The body of Christ up as a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to the woman of God and how she was saying how she had to keep her mouth closed. You know, because of the things that she was saying to her husband, because she wanted things to change. But she didn't want to steal or rob the glory from God. And that's what we have to do a lot of times. A lot of times we just have to be going to that secret place. You know,
yeah.
God says that the things that we do in secret, he will reward us openly.
Yeah.
And it's not funny that you're talking about marriages tonight, because that's what we talked about earlier today. We talked about marriages. But
mm-hmm.
I love the book of Hosea, how God told Hosea to go out there and marry a whoremonger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the revelation that I got from that, for him to go out, because God looks at the church as, I mean, looks at us as his wives, his brides.
Mm-hmm.
And what I looked at and what I got out of this is the same commission. It's the same commission that Jesus told the disciples.
Yeah.
When he told them to go out and make disciples.
Mm-hmm.
You know, teaching them.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching them whatever he had taught them and baptizing them in the name of Jesus and knowing that he would be with us always. And that's what Hosea, this was a great assignment, even though he used it as a marriage to let us see the world has turned to wickedness. The world has turned to adultery. The world has turned to fornication.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why God has our attention right now, and I concur with the woman of God, because when you ask the question, who's calling everything to happen, it is God.
Mm-hmm.
To turn around.
Yeah.
Telling old Israel to turn around. This is nothing but a warning straight from the throne, our Father.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to take heed to what God is saying and
yeah.
do the good deeds.
Yeah.
Go out there and win souls. Go out there to the lowly, to the meek, to the poor. Reach those lost souls. Whatever we got to do. And evidently, we're not doing it. If we were firmament about our Father's business, he wouldn't shut the government down because everything would be in order. And he's trying to let y'all see that you have turned to the government to supply your needs and your wants.
Amen. Amen.
Take out of bondage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your Lord. I'm your Savior. I'm your supplier.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to take heed to this call. We got to take heed to this warning.
And that's why this radio program is so important. And that's why, as my husband was saying, on a daily basis, you go out there and you show those random acts of kindness because they're pure. And people can see it when it's pure. They see the light and they're attracted to that light. And if we do
yeah.
that on a daily basis and we continue just one day at a time, that will eventually attract, he'll eventually attract the lost through that light. And so when we do that, you know, what you were talking about, we do it in secret. We do it and no one knows we're doing it. You just go out and you do it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, because you need to keep saying, I don't want God's glory.
Yeah,
he said, I won't share my glory with another.
Yeah.
God said, go out that your light will shine
mm-hmm.
and people will see your good works, that the Father may be glorified.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's who
Amen.
We're doing it for. We're doing it for our Father. Anything
mm-hmm.
else, it won't last.
That's
it
right.
will shut down. It will be mm-hmm. so many doors that will continue to shut down. If it's not for the honor and the glory of God, he's not going to share his glory and his honor. Yeah, you can get away with it for a while, but like he said, break out of evildoers. They shall wither away, and that's what mm-hmm. it's doing. They're withering away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, even in my work, I don't do that. Even in my work, the way I was trained previously, it was all about me planning things out and working that plan to be successful only to get the little bit that was in store for me. Now I realize that I just wait for God to move and he opens the doors. And I don't take control of anything. I just let him move it, I mean the flow. And as I'm moving in through the flow, the Holy Spirit's flow, he's putting people in my path to line everything up. Because now he knows we're ready to be able to handle what he has in store for us. And I'm not talking
Amen.
About the rich. I'm not talking about the riches here on earth. I'm talking about the riches that he has for us in store
yes.
in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the greatest rewards. Those are the things that are important. Those are the things that matter.
Amen. Those
Amen.
Are the only things that matter. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. Well, let me ask the married one. Let me ask this. I will say this. I was there when they invited me to the... Y'all been married 25 years, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you see any day that you can say, I want to pull back or let it go?
Say that again?
I said, will you look at where y'all have come from to where y'all are now? Do you look
mm-hmm.
back and say, are you want to let it go or keep moving? Does that make sense?
Oh, we're going to keep moving forward.
All right, then. Talk to me, brother. Talk to me.
Willie, and to the men out there, I think one thing that would for them is something to think about, just something to think about, is tonight when they go to bed with their wife, while she's laying there, just put your head on her chest and listen to that heartbeat. And when you hear that heart beating, think of it as this is the gift that God has given me, this heartbeat. It is a gift. It's precious. I need to take care of it and treasure it and love it.
Mm.
And think of that every time you hear that heart beat. It's a gift. It's a gift from God. Take care of it.
Amen. Oh, brother.
I know where your head is going to be tonight, really. I know where your head is. Your ear is going to be on that chest right there.
And I like to answer that question as well. I'm not married in the natural, but I truly am married in the spirit. And so I want to answer that question. You know, and I'm talking about Hosea. Just like when his wife, Gomer, when she was out there homemonging in the streets and he went and he seen her and the man that had her was mistreating her, he gave him money and said, if you're gonna have her, you're gonna treat her right. You're gonna treat her right. You're gonna take care of her. And there's so many times that he could have just gave up. You know, you got a wife that's out there that's running the street. But because of the relationship that he had with God, he had to hold fast to the things that God had told him. And sometimes even, and I thank God for even his revelation right now for the married ones. Sometimes it looks like your marriage is falling all apart. It looks like that you can't stand the pain, that I want to get out of this. But you got to remember, in the beginning, the covenant that you made, not only with yourself, that you made with God. This is a covenant.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And that's what we
realized over time is that when we celebrated those 25 years, it wasn't for us. It was for what God had done in our marriage.
I can say this. That was a multicultural people that was there. I said, my, look what God can bring together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of God we serve.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask one more question. I'm having so much fun with my brother. I don't know how to get him to talk much, so I want to give him. I know he's a quiet man, but my mother always said a quiet man is a dangerous man, and it's dangerous to me. And I'm not your enemy. Okay. Well, both of you tell the truth, and the more you press it in, perhaps somebody listening to y'all can take the same attitude because I was listening to the report that they had about the what's going on in America about the marriages. The marriage is dropping down. They got what they call the partnering right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask this point, Blake. Because Roman tells us in chapter 1 about a man and a woman and a woman. a thief and a thug and a robber and this. Do we, must we, shall we, can we, what do we do to try to reach in and push and pull them into the kingdom?
Love them.
Say it again.
Love them.
I love it. Say it again. Somebody out there is listening. Love them.
Love them.
Love them. Don't put them down. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, love them, because for the grace of God, there go I. I'm not perfect. My husband and I are not perfect, and we are not qualified to do what we're doing. All we know is that God is working through us. That's all we know.
Praise the living God. Amen, amen. So, just to help somebody out there, because, and I'll say this. Go ahead. Good woman of God.
No, I was agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, one of the things that I would say, I had a sister who was a avowed lesbian, and she told me about 2 months ago, she said, the lady that talked to me gave me some wisdom, and I let it go. And she said, brother, what happened? What happened? What happened? I said, well, let me say it to you like this. The woman prayed for you. The woman prayed for you. And, you know, she told me, if I see her now, it make me just bow before the living God. Just visit God and say to God, God, I mean, she looked like a woman. When she hugged me, it wasn't like it was in the past. She said, brother, I don't understand what a man is about. Now I got to get him right. We got to go to church. I said, oh, okay, all right. I mean, but I said that somebody can be blessed, because somebody, I don't mind telling it, you know, somewhere in life we've all done wrong, because as you said, Marina, there is nothing perfect.
No
man is perfect. No man is perfect. And you know, I'm always talking with Stephen. I asked Stephen one day, and Stephen said this to me. I said, Steve, why don't you answer my question? And maybe that's just some of you men out there and listen. If God doesn't speak to you, you don't have nothing to say. But if God speak to you, tell the truth. And I used to wonder why a lot of them old preachers, they wouldn't say much. But they never would give you, and I learned, and I said, oh, that's Stephen is. See, Stephen has a lot of wisdom. He's got a lot that God is using him for. But I will say this to the listening audience, to the women and to the men. If your marriage is going bad, this is a couple I know of, I met. And I will tell you this. They love God with their heart. They obey God. The wife submits to the husband. The husband submits to God. And you know what? He ain't going to get no trouble by not submitting to God. And that's the whole thing. I guess I'll say this. Men, submit to God so that your lackluster will not hinder your prayers and your blessings, you know. So I learned this. One lady said, "Well, you just pray for me." So I can agree with that 100%. I can agree with that. And I will say this too. We got about 10 more minutes to talk. So I'm gonna let y'all finish y'all time up. Amen.
Okay.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Yes, sir.
Just as long as everything that you do lines up with God's will, if it lines up with His will, you're doing the right thing. If you go to the store to get yourself something to eat, or go somewhere and get yourself something to eat, Think about her. Say, hey, I gotta get some. You see some flowers there? Grab those flowers. Make her happy.
Amen.
Don't just think about yourself.
Yeah. Amen. I just got a text here from someone. They said, visiting sister right now. It's a UU prospering, so they want prayer. They're asking for prayer. So I let you, since you're a husband, I let y'all say the prayer. They're asking for prosper out there. Amen. And it's up to y'all. God say pray. Praise God.
Okay.
Don't say pray.
Okay. Father, we just come before your mighty throne to honor, give glory to your Son, Jesus, who gives glory to you, Father. And we are asking for this couple who is asking for prayer, Father, whatever it is that's going on, what they need help with, Father. We ask that you touch each of their hearts separately and then bring them both together, Father. Heal their hearts, Father, and submit to each other, Father, the way you taught us to submit to each other and to you, Father. It is an honor, Father, to be able to do that. On a daily basis, and that's what it takes, is a daily basis of commitment to you and to look at our motives internally to make sure, like my husband was saying, that those motives are pure for you, Father, and only you, not embedded in selfishness and what we want and what we need. When we start doing that, you take care of us, Father, and I hope and pray that you do touch their hearts and help them with whatever it is that's going on, because we know for a fact, and we've experienced over our lives, that you are real, you do keep your promises, and you do, Father, follow through on everything that you want us to have in your will, not in our will. And I hope that they can be peaceful in your will and not in their will. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead and continue praying. The call coming, they want to talk to you. Hold on.
Okay.
Amen. All of a sudden, I guess I must have got the line fired up. They're still asking for prayer. And I told them we would put the name down in the prayer bucket. We just
okay.
Put it in there. We just praise God. The devil done got slapped upside the head.
Amen. Well, you know, that's an interesting thing you just brought up, because recently God just, you know, gave me, he talks to me in the language that I understand, right? And sometimes I can be a little thick-headed. And, you know, we all know that you know, he was defeated at the cross, right? And I understood that, but not being a man who's ever been in a physical war here on earth, I didn't quite understand what that meant. And then he told me his power has been eliminated at the cross. He has no power.
Oh, yeah.
It was eliminated.
It was.
That means that he can't touch me. He can't touch you. He can't touch any of us. Because it was eliminated. The power is gone. Gone.
It's gone.
And whenever those old thoughts and old motivations creep up on me and, you know, make me want to do whatever it is in my selfishness, I remember that. He reminds me of that. His power is eliminated. Get behind me, Satan, and leave me alone. And when
Amen.
I do that over and over and just repeat those things in my head, it goes away. It goes away, and I'm a much
Amen.
Nicer human being. A much
Amen.
Nicer human being around.
Away from me, you jackal.
You're like nothing else. Ain't nothing but a jackal. That's all he is. He ain't got nothing. Got his head down. And all we just got to continue. Do y'all know y'all have blessed me this hour in my life?
It's God, Willie.
I know it. Well, I'm saying God through y'all. God has blessed me through y'all. Y'all are the conduit, and it helped me to get encouraged, Lord, to stay on God's word, stay in God's word. And like I tell my wife, I said, baby, it's not about me. It's about God using me to reach out and touch the untouched and tell the untold. And there are a lot of issues I want to touch that I can't touch. I just have to pray for them. You understand what I'm saying? I'd like to send a real nice letter to those congressmen and the president and say, hey, you jackal, y'all need to get together. You got a nation out here waiting on y'all. You're going to do like Israel? Come on. Get yourself together, fellas. These are grown men playing like boys.
Uh-huh.
You know, go take their basketball. This is my basketball. I'm taking it home. No, this is my football one. Come on, gentlemen. Come on. Well, that's another story. We have to pray for them. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, one other thing I'd like to say to the listening audience is this. We support you 100%. When you are seeking the righteousness of God, our Lord, our heart is opened up unto the Lord for you so God can be glorified. It's not how much we do. It's what we do when we do it.
Yeah,
we don't, exactly. We don't have a gate. We don't have a...
Hello? You there? I can't hear you, Willie.
Willie, can you hear me?
And you know, that's something else I got to, I'm going to ask y'all to pray for that. God will give me a number where I can have one for the, when the people call on a prayer. And another gentleman is in the call. He said, well, what's up? And I said, call the prayer. So he's married, but he need to pray. He just called. So let me put him on so you can talk to him. Yeah.
Amen.
Hello.
Hey, hello? Are you there?
Hello,
yeah. Are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I got two people that want to pray for you on there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, how y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm just, you know, going through the everyday life, trials and tribulations, you know, but I'm still blessed, though.
Amen.
Yeah.
God sees that.
Yes, he do. Yeah. You know,
amen.
It ain't nothing like being, you know, in the presence of God, you know, but it's, we can't get it all the time, you know. Sometimes we just want to be there all the time, but when we're not there, we have a tendency to get distracted and get sold for a loop, you know. The world will take you fast. You know, I've just been through a lot lately.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something weighing heavy on your heart that you need prayer for?
Well, I was struggling with addiction, but I'm about 70 some days clean now. But I'm still having them urges, and you know, and life is still. I thought it would get better when you stop drinking and drugging. But it seems like it's getting harder for me.
Yeah, it's going to be hard at first. But just go into your prayer closet and ask your Father to give you the strength and the wisdom to not want the alcohol.
Yeah.
Just show you His love and His mercy so that you can spread His word. He will answer your prayer.
Amen. I am going to give us my brother. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Are you listening? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to know that these beloved, as you and I met, they have a great love for for each other. They respect each other. They love each other. They tell everybody about it, how what God is doing for them, and. You're on the line. I believe that God wants to use them to bless you if you are willing to plow it. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Well, we're just gonna submit ourselves to God and let God take us in the prayer. We want you to start first so we can come behind you, okay?
Yeah.
Father, we ask that you bless this gentleman here with his, he needs a little help, Father, and we're asking for you to give him help so that he won't crave the alcohol, So give him the strength and the power to not even on a sip and to go on with his daily life. Make him strong and better.
Father, we just come before your mighty throne again for this man, Father, who we know is hurting and needs help, Father. Help him to know deep down in his heart, Father, that he can depend on you and not on the drugs and the alcohol, Father.
That you love him.
And that you love him because of that, Father, and that the dependence that he's feeling on the worldly things can be transferred on the dependence totally of you. Help him, Father, to look at what's going on when he craves that. Help him search deep down inside what the motive is happening, what's happening within him, and help him rebuke that thought or that motive that's going on, Father, with your love and with your kindness. Help him to see those things, because that way, with your help, he can conquer this and he can move on. And help him to do it on a daily basis, even if you do it 1 hour at a time. Help him, Father, to be able to do that. I know you can. You have delivered my husband, and you'll deliver him just like you did my husband.
Father, enclose that crack that the devil is trying to slip in.
Yes.
The devil looks for cracks. God, please close that crack. Don't let that devil in. Rebuke him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it's been a struggle, but you know when we struggle and we get past it, you know, we feel better about ourselves. It seems like I'm not getting past it just yet, you know, but it's better, but I'm not getting past it yet.
You will. It's
yes.
coming.
Yes.
It's coming. It's going to be beautiful. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll say
I believe that.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and just keep in mind what my husband just said to you, that crack is being sealed with God's love. It's being sealed with God's love. And with God's love, nothing can penetrate that. Nothing. And when you feel like you can't get past it, you remember that crack is sealed with God's love. And you're just repeating it in your head until you get past it. Okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Rebuke the devil.
Amen. You know the other thing. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm listening. Go ahead. Got a question you want to ask?
No, I was just saying that, you know, I've been asking God to do some things, you know, in my life and things, and it happens, but it happens in small measures. It's not happening like I want it to, but it's happening in small measures. And I'm wondering if my faith is small, why I'm not getting it the way I should be getting it. Is it my faith too small?
Have you totally surrendered?
Yes.
Okay. Then it's a preparation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit at a time. He only gives you at this point what you can handle.
Yes.
If he gives it to you all at once, okay? If he gives it to you all at once, it can be overwhelming.
Yes.
So he gives it to you a little bit at a time, okay? So you say, okay, I'm taking the next step. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. He's doing this. Okay, great. Now we're moving on to that next step, and it's just building on building block on building block.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Yes.
So you're going to get it daily instead of all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know it is, you know, I kind of like know that it's working, but it's not working the way it should be working. And I get kind of frustrated when I say, man, why is it not working out like it's supposed to be? You know, that kind of frustrates me. I have to get back and get myself, you know.
It's going to take a little time. It's like the diet plan. All the fat does not come off all at one time.
Yes.
Even though we'd love for it to.
Yes.
And
and you hit on something. And forgive me if I say something that's too harsh or too this, but I'm only saying this because I know, because I said the same thing. It's not working out the way I want it to.
The way I want it to.
And what I realized was not what I want. It's what God wants.
Yes, yes, okay.
Okay.
All right. I can see it. Yes.
He's trying to strengthen your relationship so that you can come to him daily.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If he gives it all to you, you're going to think, oh, I'm done with it. I don't need God anymore. He fixed it all one time. He's going to strengthen his relationship daily.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm blessed, you know. Life is getting better for me, and I'm really enjoying it now. You know, I didn't think I was gonna get this stage in life and really start enjoying it. I thought you enjoy life when you know you're young and when you're in your youth. But right now, it seems like life is just wonderful. You know, and I want to stay like that. But when the stumbling blocks come, I don't like that. I don't like the stumbling block.
Yeah, none of us do. But just remember, you're his child. You're his child. That's all you got to remember.
It gets
better. Just like you said, when you were young. Well, when I first got these first few gray hairs, I was like, oh my God, the world's ending for me now. But now I look at it.
I know the feeling.
There's some wisdom. That's what they are now.
Yes, yeah.
You know, I was thanking God the other night because he said that my head is great. Don't push me away, Lord. I said, Lord, don't push me away now, whatever you do. Amen. Anybody, you got any more questions you want to ask my brother?
I'm all right. I'm cooking dinner. We just getting in, cooking dinner. This time of night, cooking dinner.
You been a good husband?
I got to cook dinner this time of night. Just getting in.
Oh.
Yeah, long days, man.
I'm telling you.
But I want you to be encouraged as you go.
Oh, yeah. I am. You know, Dr. Hunter, you know, I've been through a lot, you know, and you know what I've been through. But, you know, it just takes time to work it out, you know.
What I want to do is real soon, on a Sunday morning, I want you to come go with me. I'm going over to IHOP. Will you go with me?
Yes. I'm gonna get back in line.
I know it, but if there's somebody else, more people, I want you to meet that God has put me with, and what God is doing in us, through us, and what we have to do. And I've come to understand this. I can't make nothing happen if it's not the Father's will.
That's right.
If it's not the Father's will, it ain't gonna happen.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm a living witness to that. I'm a living witness, and I can say that 100%. If God doesn't, Jesus said, he said, I can do nothing except my Father show it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to have the same attitude, my brother. We got to
have that.
Just because the whatever calls and say, the doors are here. It's all free, man. Come on. Help yourself. Mm-hmm. You got to have a restraint on your heart for the love that you have for God. No matter what the world says.
Yes.
No matter what the enemy says. Oh, he comes. And don't you think just because we are saved that we don't get challenges. The woman just said it, the brother said, the enemy comes in. I use this terminology. Is he sneaky, Myrna? Is he sneaky?
He's stinky.
He's stinky and sneaky.
He's stinky. You know, he has tricked me for many years, you know, and I'm just not falling for it no more.
Mm-hmm.
He tricked me many years, you know. I thought I was all that, and I wasn't doing nothing.
You go into that house, a strange house, and it smells funny. The devil lurks in there. It's stinky. The devil stinks. Get out of there.
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all keep talking. Amen.
Okay.
life is fun. You know how they got all this government shut down and all this turmoil and all this terrorists and all that stuff. You know, if people don't understand, I believe that that Jesus is on the way. I really believe that.
Amen. I do too.
It's a lot of things that's showing that the Bible says that's going to happen, and I believe he's coming back.
Yeah.
But the thing we got to stay prepared.
Yes.
He said, watch, because we don't know what he's coming, and we don't want to lose the crown we have got for him, the gift to him. We got to go to the marriage with some. I told somebody, you go to a marriage with nothing in your hand, you just a jackal, that's all. Amen. Does anybody else have anything else to say or any prayers? How's your wife, my brother?
Oh, she at the hospital with her sister, got cancer. She at the hospital.
Okay, well, you know what we like to do? We like to, I know that she's on the phone, but we just want to send a prayer to you, through you, to where she's at the hospital right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your word says, our Father, who art in heaven, you in heaven right now, we say, holy is your name. Your name is so holy. Thy word be done on earth in our bodies, in this earth that we walk on. And Father, we believe in heaven there is no sickness, no disease, no lie. Everything is going to be peaceable, holy, and it's going to be things that you speak of, Father. But we ask you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, your word says by the stripes that Jesus bore on his back, we are healed. And we believe right now in the name of Jesus, we send a healing prayer. We send the healing to this sister that you will raise up. The world will see and know. And she can say, this is what the Lord has done for me. Father, we just say thank you, because we know the confidence that we have, the confidence that we have. We know that with the petition that we have before you, you will answer our petition, because we understand and do your will, and we do it the way you want it done, not the way we want to do it. And for this, we say thank you, not only for her, but for all out there with her body, Father. We just declare and decree in the name of Jesus that healing and deliverance will flow to all the one who can receive it, from the White House to the outhouse. We thank you, Father. We thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Father.
Thank you
for your love that you have. Thank you. Well, when Jesus paid the price, he paid the ultimate price for us, Father. Yes. You said, Father, you said in your word, Father, his will be done, Holy Father. Your will be done in the earth as it is. And we just believe, we declare right now, Father, that a holy storm will arise in our bodies, in our cities, and all across America and the seven continents. We just want to say we love you, we thank you, and we praise you. And above all, we adore you, because there is no God like you. And we thank you, Father. And you said in your word, in Psalms chapter 1, you said, blessed is the person that walketh not after. And we don't walk after the unrighteous. We walk for the righteousness, Father. And we thank you. Thank you. I pray right now, the faith that you have, that you reach out and touch that sister, and that you will raise up, as you're doing, Father, raise up in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray and we understand it. We love you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Well, thank you, Dr. Hunter, for the opportunity. We appreciate it. And
y'all on now. Y'all came on. Well, every Monday is y'all.
No, I was going to say, we'll be here next Monday.
Okay. Well, the Lord bless y'all. The Lord keep y'all until we meet again, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.